Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood. The international
call. Interface complete.
Yep, and y'all already know, let me get this motherfucking shit popping. Nigga's throat hurting, you know what I'm saying? But, we gonna do what it does, man. We gonna make it through. Yeah, you know, at the club last night, so I was out at Coco's Lounge, TampaRap.com. Everybody came out, showed some love, performed, you know what I'm saying? Did that thing real big. But shit, all of that motherfuckers, you know, trying to get over this damn little cold. And, but everybody came out, we still had a good time, you know what I'm saying? So, big ups to that. Big ups to, I came out there. Big ups to Richie Rich. This dude, you know what I'm saying, he one of my homeboys from the hood and everything. And, you know, he come out and he hold it down, you know what I'm saying? He get up on stage and you know, do his thing. And, came through last night, jumped up on the mic, you know what I'm saying, did a kick, a little freestyle, and held it down, you know what I'm saying. So big ups to you, Richie Rich. Big ups to see who all came out there last night, held it down for us. Yeah, that nigga Jay, shouts out to Jay. Shouts out to C Money, you know what I'm saying, jumping up there and doing their thing. Shouts out to the our boys, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out nigga Gino, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Who else was it? Hold on, let me think. There was one more, but I forgot. But big ups to them, you know what I'm saying? So we had a good time. If you ever in Tampa, Florida, man, come through, you know what I'm saying? It's Coco's Lounge right there off of Hillsborough, 40th Street, each and every Tuesday. We do karaoke. That's why my voice fucked up, too. You know what I'm saying? I was up there doing some motherfucking karaoke. And carrot choking, that's what the fuck I call it. But you know, get some damn hand, I'll hold it down, you know what I'm saying? Encourage people to participate, you know what I'm saying? To stick around and, you know, support the independent artists that come and perform. So, it kind of works out hand in hand. So, today, you know, we're talking about what have we accomplished Wednesday. And, you know, basically, you know, it's kind of the, I just read, you know. Did you set any goals, you know what I'm saying, last year, or make any resolutions, you know, and I spelled resolutions wrong, but resolution to do a certain thing or complete a specific task, you know, and did you accomplish your goals or tasks, you know what I'm saying? Did you do it? You know, a lot of people talk about they made this and made that, but did you actually make the goal, you know? This is the end of the year and getting ready to head into 2010. You know what I'm saying? With a bang, man, because we got a lot of stuff popping off, you know. So come on in, let your boy know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. You already know my motto, bring your ass. So I got to blow my nose and shit, man. You see, I'm all congested and clogged up and shit. So speaking of my own boy Gino, we're going to go ahead and get into this cut. So we'll come back, 347-237-5125. You want to call live? Shout out DJ Party Time. This is John New, and this is how we do. You and Vibe from Starship Smelly Pride. Yes.
G.
T-Pain.
Yay!
Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know what we represent, man.
Yeah, see you display the right look, perpetrate the right move. Toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on
on his job, more like a slob. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem, staying home without a goal. Got a POS with, and his rent from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted bees, catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest, roll with them when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every side of the rim is in my front yard. Understand the scene, many people claim to know, but misinterpret their dreams, think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drop. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me, get they shot through the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not more like a G, riding dirty, look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rep it on the street. Every day that we wait till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated screen. And I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing. Sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it. Whether broke or getting rich, you could think what you want. I just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know.
I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live. Every time the rims is in my front yard.
The world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the doves on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. Why don't think giving toast the best fine wine? And that's cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drinks from this position. What happens depending on how you think? You can link. Or could go off course, that's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm ballin' without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy-headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm ballin' on the spot. Shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live. Every side of the rims is in my front yard. I'm a baller, baby.
Bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straight you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's crushed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole it and slit your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch where the gray organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. That's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round here. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump cool.
step on my toes. Yes, I'm a look out.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas. I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Don't talk to me like that nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back with you. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that nigga. Don't care who he is, I'll fight that nigga. Ain't gonna be fair. Like a bitch, I kick, bite and pull hair. I don't give a fuck. I'ma try everything for I let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and tell me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tell me a nigga. Kicking with the chain, don't fear no nigga. On the street, ain't no referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to right me. Players don't like me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself.
I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I strike you, I drop you, nigga.
The game ain't based on sympathy. It is what it is.
For sure.
No, I can't cry, I can't cry, I can't cry. No, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry, I can't cry. No, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Damn, I can't believe that I'm going through this. 105 soaking wet, nigga, my first bid. I ran the streets, I had to eat when nothing easy about it. Kicked out of my uncle's house when I was 17. I was lost in this world, it wasn't a fucking joke. Did nobody give a shit, did nobody give me shit. Y'all wouldn't care if you find me somewhere fucking slain, bitch. So I sold crack, in and out, I'm getting it back. 75 to 95, I made it look easy. Cause I never let you niggas know when I'm fucking creeping. Peeping game, huh? I see y'all niggas participating. Y'all ain't hating, y'all just some niggas that's out here trying to make it. Make mistakes when you fucking with Deuce the Great. Ain't shit equal when these crackers, they don't wanna see ya. I keep a 4-5 hot like a fucking fever. I come harder like a shot out and I'm a dying for her. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Look, God, I understand how we be kicking it. Niggas be talking shit and they really want us to give it up. I ain't ass kissing niggas, this for the love of us. Hold the preachers pimping, God, and I can feel you hurt. Fuck a church, reverend, unless it got a smoking session. You ain't teach my grandma shit in your Sunday lesson. I was second guessing, that's why I stayed in smoking sessions. Tell me why my grandma died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my mama died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my cousin put that pistol in her mouth. Hurt my heart when my cousin blew her fucking brains out. Say that shit, pastor, we all trying to make it happen. I say a prayer for him, God, send his ass to hell. Manipulating your people, send his ass to hell. I know you wonder how I say what I say, because I got my own faith and my mama died with AIDS, nigga. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my
my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen, when I was locked up, nigga, you ain't see a damn thing. All I wanted was a letter that said you feel my pain. All I got was counterfeit lies and some fucking dreams. Real niggas, I know you out there. Can you feel me? This nigga ain't real, dawg. This nigga ain't real, dawg. 9 times out of 10, my nigga in the pen, your ass will be washing drawers. I ain't holding my nuts, my nigga. It take a real man to walk in my shoes. 34-0-0-8-8, so nigga, take a real man to walk in my boots. Fuck nigga, I paid my dues. Do you know what it feel like to be locked in a two-man room in a fist fight? I'ma show you what real like. Yeah, beat a motherfucker till his ass can't see sight. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite, my nigga. I got tired of all that bullshit, my nigga. Nigga telling me this, telling me that. You know who I'm talking to, my nigga. Keep it real, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm supposed to have sympathy for your feelings, nigga. I ain't like that, my nigga. I can't motherfucking cry, dawg.
I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry.
I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen.
I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry.
I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen.
Game ain't based on sympathy. I know that firsthand. Believe that.
One time, my nigga Deuce, you know what I'm saying, representing 813 right there, real big, man. And then y'all know, ain't no sense of motherfucking crying. You know what I mean? You bitch ass niggas getting locked up and shit. Worrying about a motherfucking bitch, who the fuck she fucking, you know what I'm saying, or who she with. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about your motherfucking time, nigga, get your motherfucking time out of the way. Females, too. Going up, worrying about a motherfucking when you already know the nigga was fucking around on you when you was motherfucking out, but you on. Wait to get in to send all these old dumbass letters and shit. Tell them, I know you fucking around. I know you cheating. Bitch, you knew that shit when that motherfucking nigga was walking his punk ass around anyway. The hell on. Yeah, anyway. I got some little Happy New Year type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm uploading so we can do the official countdown. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be on this bitch at 12 o'clock at night. But, you know, we're going to do this motherfucking... I come on 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so fuck it. So when I come on, we're going to do the goddamn countdown, and that's our official Happy New Year, Wrecking the Game Entertainment style, Wrecking the Game Radio style, Starship Smelly Prav style. Now, me? Nah, I ain't setting no resolutions, goals, or none of that. Only thing I'm doing, well, I guess I am setting goals, not resolutions, though. But, yeah, so I'm setting goals, you know what I'm saying? Because the resolutions motherfuckers don't live up to, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to think back to yourself. What was your resolution you made last year? And did you live up to it? You know, a lot of people talking about losing weight and all this. Man, please. More cushion for the pusher. You know what I'm saying? You better keep that motherfucking weight. Shit. Fuck around, lose weight. Then you got to buy a whole new goddamn wardrobe to fit into your new clothes and shit. You know what I mean? Or fuck around, do an Oprah. Get skinny and then turn right back, and you know what I'm saying, and have a big ass head and shit. Real nigga shit, man. Big ups my nigga Meech Dog coming through last night. Got a new comedian gonna be coming to the show. You know what I'm saying? Doing another doing a little special little moment, little set on him. Every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be, you know, I'm going to let him take the show over for a little while. Dawg Meech Dawg come through. Hit y'all up with the weekly nutty news report. You know, I do the daily. But, you know, he going to give you the weekly, you know, weekly. I don't know what the hell we call it yet. Weird, wacky, Wednesday, something. Wild out, something. We're going to come up with some crazy off the wall thing because, you know, that's what we are, off the wall type motherfuckers. And, yeah, it's going to be a good day, man. So y'all just watch out for that. My nigga Meech Dawg all the way from Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Know a lot of comedians and stuff. So, you know, hit me up. Say you want to do a little something. You know, that's me. I'm an open source network for you know, advancement, man. So if you, you know, you think you just might be interested in, you know, being your own radio show host, and you know, want some little, you know, a little pre-experience before you jump on, I'll let your boy, man, I'll let your co-host with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, share you put your brain into my world, into my world. And, you know, I change the passwords and everything. That way, you know, I can, you know, give you the password so you can, you know, look at the switch and learn how the music's set up. And, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of basically, you know, sit right there and watch me. You know what I'm saying? Watch me do what I does. And then, you know, you can either follow suit or, you know, put your own motherfucking cord in and start your own. That's real. Huh? So let's go, man. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we got the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. Y'all got a few more minutes for that. And, yeah, big ups to the two-man army, A&R Music Awards, 2010 A&R Music Awards. You know what I'm saying? Nominees, the 2009 Beta Bay Area Idol contestant winners. This is two-man army. Check them out at officialtwomanarmy.com.
They let the dog die.
Throw it up. Go ahead, girl, drop it to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, so stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl, drop it low to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, so stop and make them other hoes mad. She turned around and had me hypnotized. I ain't gon' lie. When she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. You man ain't gotta know why I bring you right back. And I'ma take you to the spot where I chill at. And do your body right, yeah, girl, that's a fact. And if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight. And I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe. And you can tell him my name is Young R, baby, doing this thing. And I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady. I stepped in the club with a pocket full of stacks. Seen Shawty Red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I promise to you, dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rolled, and probably then she really dropped it low. The mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen it in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into Shawty, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let Shawty spend the night.
Go ahead, girl. Drop her to the floor, twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show, stop and make them other hoes mad.
Drop, 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 drop.
I make her sweat, I make her sweat, I make her sweat.
Oh, pretty girl, pretty little bad guy. Oh, pretty girl, pretty little bad guy.
I'm so far fresh and I'm so fly. Smoking on the purse, so I'm so high.
Your record towed in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car's a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow. Before it's too late.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, an international co-host, and it is Tasha Triple X.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey Four, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Man, it's motherfucking anti-social, pulling down real big. And this is what have we accomplished Wednesday, man? Yo, a lot of motherfuckers out there setting fake goals, man, and resolutions and all that shit, and ain't living up to what the fuck they supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? If you had talking about say you was stopping smoking, you know, last year, and bitch, you still up to 3 packs this year? Yeah, you probably ain't gonna motherfucker stop smoking this year again. If you asked over 100 pounds last year and you found yourself not enrolling into a gym, walking a few extra motherfucking miles, stop eating a few extra motherfucking plates, then yeah, you're probably still going to be over 100 motherfucking pounds this year. So, I mean, people, you got to make some fucking realistic goals out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Thomas, I want to be a millionaire by the end of the motherfucking year. And then you're giving all your goddamn money away all year long. You know what I'm saying? That's some real, you know.
Yay!
Yeah, real yay, retard type shit. I'm going to go ahead and beat my homeboy up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You know. Ashwood.
He's an asshole.
Hey, brother. Tell me you don't be talking about my homeboy like that, man. Get your ass out of here. You look. Oh. Motherfucker, you beat my dogs up, people. There we go. Me muck come up on this mofo flipper live. On what's happening, homie?
Same old, different day, new shit. You know?
Man,
we can't even say different day, same shit no more. Different day, new shit.
Yeah, know what that's supposed to be, man. It's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? So what you did some resolutions or something, man, or you got some... Or matter of fact, did you have a resolution last year?
Yeah. I was one of the people you was talking about. I was one of the people who said who they gonna stop smoking, and I'm still smoking like a motherfucker. So I don't even make resolutions no more. Fuck the resolution.
The cigarettes economical
and the cigarettes. I was the same person. I felt like you were talking about me because that was me last year. Talking about mama stop smoking and. I've been tripping up this year.
Hey, boy. Some of them goals, man, I mean, it's your surroundings, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of times you set goals and shit, you got to get the fuck away from everything. I mean, ain't no way you going to talk about stop smoking. Nigga, when you walk in the house and everybody got a poke in their motherfucking hand or your uncle got a blunt. That just ain't gonna happen. I mean,
that's exactly what happened. So
realistically, you know, you living life and not the motherfucking media's version. You know, yeah, that shit ain't, man. Please, stopping smoking cigarettes if you've been doing it for years is like stopping fucking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit.
Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm just used to it. You know what I mean? I don't think my bitch gonna like that. You know what I'm saying? If I make a resolution to stop fucking this year. You know, and she laying there every motherfucking day. Talking like, oh, you ain't fucking today, hon. You ain't fucking today, hon. You ain't fucking today. Yeah. That ain't, you know what I mean?
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. So a lot of people be, you know, I ain't saying now. I'm just saying they overset the goals. You feel me? I mean, I ain't talking about, I mean, really, unrealistically to me is making $1 million by next year. I do know how. It's just kind of unrealistic, you know what I'm saying? Just because all the elements that are surrounded, you know what I'm saying? It sound good.
it sound good,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but then getting that shit done is, man, hard work, take dedication, you know what I'm saying? I mean, focus on shit, reading a motherfucking book.
Mm-hmm.
And see how difficult that is, you feel me? Because, I mean, the thing with the book is, yeah, it might be a thin book, but I mean, once you get into the reading and you get interested, you know what I'm saying? Now it's going to be upon you to finish the whole book, though. You know, starting it and getting it to the middle of the chapter and then be like, oh, I'll read the rest later on. You know, one thing Malcolm X always says is why put off for tomorrow what you can do today?
Oh, that's some real shit. I like that. You know, I'm gonna tweet that today. I'm gonna put that on my Facebook. I like that.
That's real nigga shit. And I had a big poster, and he was saying, he was just pointing. You feel me? And as a self reflection on us as black people, on being on black folk time and shit. You feel me? That needs to be our main number one thing we say to ourselves. You feel me? I mean, why the hell am I just gonna pass by the gas station now? And wait till in the morning to put gas into my shit. And I'm cruising home on fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking up my fuel filter. You feel me? Possibly taking the chance of running out of gas. When I'm past my 5 gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But our mental mind state, I know at least as black people, you know what I'm saying? We have that type of, you know, it's going to be there tomorrow, you know, mentality. You know,
and I can just
put it off and then take care of tomorrow. But, man, shit, sometimes tomorrow doesn't come to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, my old boy today, old Judge Dredd, the amazing Judge Dredd, he in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Now, he just came out the hospital yesterday afternoon. I'm on my way. I'm over there at Charlie's Market. I'm finna go over there and see him and shit. Come to find out, he done went back into the hospital because he done collapsed in the house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but he just had stomach surgery, you know, to remove some cancer out of the stomach and shit. That shit like that, you cannot take lightly. I mean, when it comes to your personal health and people operating on you internally, I mean, ain't no realistic goal to say, you know, I'm going to be well by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not going to happen. You know, your body is going to tell you one thing, but, you know, your mind going to say one thing, but your body is going to tell you and show you something completely different.
Yeah, completely
mentally,
different.
Yeah, mentally you can be all healed. But physically, when you take that step out that motherfucking bed, then that's when the physical is going to show itself.
Mm-hmm. That's when reality kicks in, when that body shut down on your ass.
Yeah, man, that's what happened, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the thing that made me mad about him, this stupid motherfucker in the hospital, you know what I'm saying, asking me to bring him some herbs. Now, I ain't got no problem with smoking, y'all, but I mean, I do have a problem when you just got the fuck out of surgery, a major surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Some things you don't need to reintroduce into your body. I mean, nothing. Ain't weed is not the goddamn nature's health drug.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Everything has harmful effects. Even if it's by the blood paper that you're putting it in. You know what I'm saying? Everything has some kind of harmful effects. So, from you coming out of motherfucking surgery, and you know, no, you can't. I just don't see that. I really just don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see how, you know, mentally, you would have, you know, thought that was a smart thing to do. And he asked me to actually bring him something. I ain't feel comfortable. You feel me? I ain't feel comfortable at all. You know what I'm saying? Don't never bring me no motherfucking nothing unless it's just a motherfucking get well soon. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's very foul, man, for you to, you know, to really not pay attention to your body like that. You know what I'm saying? And for me to be one of your homeboys, you know what I'm saying, on the side that, you know what I'm saying? And then watching you doing this to yourself, yeah, that's kind of whoa, man. It's kind of whoa. This brother went in for cancer. You know what I'm saying? He didn't go in just to, you know, have a gastric bypass, get some gas up out of him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He got cancer removed. That's major, man. That's major. And, you know, but I'm going out there today, you know what I'm saying? I'm head out there after I wrap the show up and then going out there, you know what I'm saying, holler at my dog. Me, I am not a motherfucker hospital type brother, but, you know, shit happens when you got to go and do what the fuck you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do. Going out there and represent Judge Dredd, you know what I'm saying? All prayers and condolences going out to my dog, man, you know what I'm saying? And, he in the VA hospital, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but you're going to be all right, man. He's a soldier. You're a motherfucking soldier,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, I got Zang sign, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm.
The end of the year song and shit, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all that shit, yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, all that shit. So, I'm finna get some of that popping, you know what I'm saying? So we can get, at least, I ain't no Christmas nigga, so I ain't never in no Christmas mood, you know what I'm saying? Next year, please, nobody don't say shit to me about no motherfucking Christmas. If it ain't goddamn, have a Kwanzaa or Hanukkah, I don't want to hear shit about no fucking Christmas. Keep it to yourself. It's just coming to me personally. Smells so good. Thank you. Keep your cards, too. Keep your happy holiday cards, too. I don't need them shits. I ain't got no motherfucking fireplace to throw the bitches in the fireplace, so I don't recycle. So I ain't got no time to be throwing the bitches in a goddamn blue bucket waiting on the recycle, man. So don't send the shit. Send me a text message to say, what's up? I hope you're enjoying your motherfucking holidays. That's it. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Universal. Holidays is universal. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what's holy about the days?
Mm-hmm.
That's what holidays are supposed to be. Ain't no motherfucking holidays. Holy days. All right, what the hell
holy.
Is holy? You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be holy days, man. But there ain't nothing holy about damn fucking whatchamacallit, October shit. Ain't nothing holy about Halloween. Ain't nothing holy about Easter. Ain't nothing holy about St. Patty's Day. Ain't nothing holy about none of these motherfucking holidays. I mean, 2009, nigga ain't even nothing holy about fucking so-called Christmas. You feel me? It took all that shit out. It just plagiarized and took all that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Made it a grown man's game. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to buy diamonds and shit. You know what I'm saying? Buy $1,500 diamonds and all this old fuck shit. Nigga, you ain't even making $1,500 a week. Yeah, you gonna go and buy it. You know what I'm saying? But your bitch asked for this though. You know what I'm saying? I want some diamonds this year. The fuck? You don't know nobody what the fuck a diamond is. You ain't no goddamn appraiser and shit. You don't know what the hell they even doing when they looking through that little ass. I don't. So I ain't gonna go and buy you shit that I don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I'm saying? That no. Hell to no. You gonna tell me this is a 2.8. What the hell kind of cut they call it? One of them damn cuts on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know to make it luster fine or whatever the hell. Nah, man, I don't know what the hell y'all talk about. That's why I ain't never been no jewelry person. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see no value in it. It don't have no value. You know what I'm saying? Really? You take it to one country and they shit on you. Take it to another country and they appraise you. Take it to the pawn shop. Oh man, they piss on your whole career. You buy that bitch straight out of the store, you know what I'm saying? Take that bitch to the pawn shop. And motherfucker be like, oh, yeah, I give you $40 for it. Nigga, that's a $1,500 ring. All right, I give you $50. What the hell out of here, man. The hell out of here. Anyway, let me bring some outsiders, man. Let me tell y'all motherfuckers something. Ain't no sitting on the Starship Smelly Pride. You come up in this song, bitch, yeah, and I see you on the line. I'm bringing your ass up in this motherfucker. You ain't got to press 1, 2, 4, 8. Nothing. As we'll be involuntarily beamed up on this motherfucker. As so. Damn right. 512-863, welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
What's going on, man? Something more.
Oh, Felton up in this mofo. What's happening, Felton?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Just out here running some errands today.
Oh yeah, okay. What we filming today? Where you filming that? Everybody, this is just,
man.
Hold on, go ahead and introduce yourself, Felton. Go ahead and tell the people.
Something more, man. You know, I do Club Patrol. Everybody probably knows what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? But right now we're not filming today. I'm getting ready for tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's real big. I got 3 parties to go to tomorrow night.
Damn.
You know, we're ending up West Coast style.
What? Damn. That's what's up. 512, what's happening?
Not much. Just sitting back, relaxing, nothing much.
This is, hold on. This is Texas.
Yep, Texas. Austin, Texas.
Shit. Damn, I forgot the motherfucking name. Girl, you know your name, though. You know your name. There you go. You know your name.
Texas, what's happening over there?
Forgot. Felt, that's Ashwood up in here, too. Got my nigga Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, representing for the 813.
Okay, what's going on, Ashwood?
What's up with you, Wardy? Same old. New day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hold it down. So what's going on for the weekend? Anybody got something hot going on, man? I need to find out where it's about to be at.
Well, everybody's saying Coco's Lounge. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
As long as these motherfuckers live up to what the fuck they supposed to do. $1,500 in cash and prizes. See, the problem is, niggas think it's $1,500 in cash. They don't read the end prizes.
And prizes, right.
See what I'm saying? They thinking, oh, it's going to be $1,500. No, it might be $100 in cash.
But some prizes are worth up to the rest.
Yeah, and then, you know what I'm saying, they probably going to do a bunch of bottle giveaways, and you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's right.
That'll come up to $1,000 shit with what? 2 goddamn 10 bottles, shit.
Yeah, because you know $100 bottles, how they roll.
Well, shit, $10 of big bottles, big 4 bottles of Grey Goose. Shit,
that's
good
enough for me.
Yeah, big boy bottle here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look, that's running. Big boy bottle, Remy. You know? That's how I would personally do it. I would just... You know, shit, you a bar. What the fuck are you supposed to be? Hell no, I ain't finna give you no cash, bitch. Give you a goddamn bar tab.
That's
what I'm gonna give you. I give you a motherfucking $50 bar tab. You come out this bitch and get whatever you want, preferably top shelf, so you go ahead and suck that bar tab down real quick.
And have some fun.
You know, that would be the plan. But then you got a lot of people that still false advertise, and they push that cash more than they push the prizes.
Right.
You know,
you got to be correct on it now.
Yeah, that's just, you know, and they talk about spray it, man, spray it. Spray it, dog, spray it. What's the sign up, man? I ain't seen, like, no pre-sign up for the shit. Like, how you got a five-star chick dance off in Players Ball? But, I mean, it's like, it ain't, you know, it ain't no real participation in it. It ain't, like, no dress code required.
Right, right.
You feel me? Like, everybody got to, you know, you got to, when it comes to black folks, you got to be goddamn specific. We need you niggas in fish shoes, motherfucking big hats, afro puffs, you know, Players Ball attire.
And put it down.
You know, ladies.
Players Ball not too long ago.
Yeah, fishnets and all that. Ladies, your short skirts, we need that. You feel me? We need your hoish attire, not your library attire. We need your hoish attire.
That's
right. Get your fuck 'em girl dress. Put your fuck 'em girl dress on and come to the Players Ball. Yeah. That's
I'm gonna see if I can catch up with y'all, man. I got a few spots to go, like I said. But I did get invited to that Players Ball already. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, yeah. But really, ain't nobody, you know, really been advertising for nothing major. I ain't seen no flyers out, which is weird as hell. It's 2010. What the hell?
It's Facebook time, man. That's how I get all my invites to most everything I go to.
Yeah, man.
Facebook is a spot, you know, and people keep tying in that way, so.
I'm going to be in New York if I could, goddamn. All right. If I could fly to fucking New York just to do open that bitch up, hallelujah, goddamn it, and fly the fuck back out, I would do that shit. Yeah, cause I don't like a lot of people now. I don't think smell like people. Hell fuck no.
Nah. Yeah.
There's pickpockets out there, and I got weed in my pockets. You know what I'm saying? Need to be digging in my blunt smithing. So, but I would. That would be something nice. You know what I'm saying? Just the experience of that, you know what I'm saying? Being around a goddamn million people all at fucking once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I watched it.
Fun. I've done it before.
Yeah. That shit.
I've done that before, yeah.
You videotaped or you was just there hanging out?
Nah. Actually, you used to live in Brooklyn, so we just came across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you sit in the house
trains.
Watching it like TV.
Two
like.
Trains.
Yeah.
Two trains. I'm in 42nd Street, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, well, shit, Ashwood, he familiar with old NY, you know what I'm saying? We got some projects, we got some projects that actually we're going to be popping off next year. And we're going to be going up to New York once a week.
Okay.
And doing a show up there.
That's
once a week.
That's what I feel like this, huh?
You feel me? And we already got the little particulars and shit worked out. All we working on now is the definite transportation, so, you know, shit won't be, you know what I'm saying, fucked up. You know, flying in and out, nigga, that ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Not once a week. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to be beneficial on your pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now that you get the light spot for the pipe.
Yeah, best thing would be everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shit, put 50-50, bam, that's the gas, we roll.
That's right, for sure.
Man, so... That's what we're working on. Yeah, man. So, let me ask you something, though, real quick. Since this is the basis of my show, this is what have we accomplished Wednesday. Was you one of them motherfuckers that talking about I want to lose 50 pounds last year and you gained 150?
Not me.
You know what I'm saying? Or was you one of them smokers talking about I'm going to stop smoking down to a cigarette a day, now you up to 2 packs a day?
You know people like that? You got people like that?
Shit, who? I wouldn't have this show if it wasn't. Shit. Guarantee you, Ashwood is, one of the damn examples. That's why I say that.
I'm a victim.
Okay.
I'm a victim. Last year, I'm a victim, man.
So I'm just saying, did you make any kind of resolutions, you know what I'm saying, and actually lived up to them or didn't?
I learned not to make resolutions, man.
Yeah.
You can't make a resolution. You got to just make stuff that's right for you.
Yeah. Alright, that's shit. Got to run this show back to hear what the fuck I just said, because, man, please. You can't guarantee yourself, you know what I'm saying? How you going to guarantee anything else a year down the motherfucking line?
That's right.
You know, and like I just said, Malcolm X, people. Keep this in your head. Why the fuck would you put something on for tomorrow if you can do that shit today?
That's right.
There you go.
That's a black folk time message right there. That is January 1st. We need to get on some WFT, some white folk time. Or some Lombardi time. Who the fuck that nigga is? We need to get on his time. 15 minutes ahead of schedule. You brainwash yourself into doing that. Like, damn, man, 15 minutes ahead of time in this motherfucker. Yeah, you would be the best, though. Because being 15 minutes late, trying to tell you, man. That 15 minutes could have saved your ass. You know what I'm saying? You could have got there and actually seen the ugly chick, you know what I'm saying, before you stepped to her, being 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And vice versa with the ugly dude. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You could have had 15 minutes to see that nigga from across the way. Instead, you was late and you had to just walk right up on him like, oh, damn. Happy New Year, not to you. Oh. But yeah, that's how we do it, man. All right, people.
I got a roll, fella. I got a roll, man.
All right, that's my nigga Felton Moore, people. Let me beam him off this mofo flipper here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Get back with that, man.
Cruising on the star, she's a smelly prize. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, my nigga Felton Moore right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for him. He got his DVDs in circulation. That's the other thing, too, man. 2010, y'all. Black folks are some fascinating motherfuckers, man. So we need to step our game up and show the world that. You feel me? And I'm saying that because me personally, man, I got, you know, so much motherfucking footage that I need to be putting together. So that's going to be like, you know, it's not a resolution. It's just shit that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? And you doing your thing on the DVD tip. You know what I'm saying? I got my little thing for the jump off. And this Saturday, actually, Michelle from Two Man Army going to be paying me, you know, to do the, I just did the little Two Man Army slide show. I don't know if you online at the house. You can go to YouTube and check it out. The little video kind of video slide show I did for them. Anybody want to check that out? It's youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. And it says, I think it, official Two Man Army A&R winners or something like that. It's two different videos. One is a video where they won the Beta Bay Area Idol contest, and that was their whole show. And then the one underneath it is the actual little slideshow video I did for them. So check that out, you know. But when she shoot me, you know, I only charge $50 to do something like that. Anybody want it done? And, you know, so now a little gonna pay for this program. It's like a $40 program, but I mean it's gonna make a video. Yeah, $40. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit. And I'm trying to turn you on to it. You know what I'm saying? This shit here is for making your BET type videos and MTV looking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
that'd be hot.
Real nigga shit. You feel me? I mean,
yeah,
he was already
right.
Impressed. You know, from the little shit that I did. Matter of fact, if you watch, I did one of Janu videos like that.
Oh,
it's got like the words and shit, floating and all that. Matter of fact, it's for the Super D and Janu song.
Mm.
They take it on down. I did a little mini video for that. But after Saturday, you know what I'm saying, when I pay for this bitch full, man, I'm telling you, boy, y'all going to see some very ignorant, hot-ass videos. You know what I'm saying? Come from Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Boy, it smells so good. And, I'm putting it in the game, man. So, y'all already know. That's how it's going to do. And,
there.
Did my got a watch on?
It's almost 15, 10 to 1. 10 to 1.
10 minutes you know what time it is. It's the Nutty News.
Nutty News. Nutty News.
Yeah. Oh, the description, what the hell? Yeah, we're going to get into some Nutty News of the Day, people. Nutty News of the Day is providing you a part of NuttyNewsToday.com. You find all your weird, crazy, off-the-fucking-wall news, man. And you will only find it right here on the Starship Smelly Bride. Oh, anybody want to have a ringtone? This shit jamming on. I get these slowed down.
is this man? Yeah, man, let me start this one out with all my South Dakotians out there. Anybody in South Dakota know some people in South Dakota? Any Indians in South Dakota that I thought of? That might be wrong. But anyways, that's where the hell we start this thing out at, man. Let me, I ain't going to start out with the porn music today, people. We're going to start out with some old jiggity-jiggity jazz. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't fall asleep, people. I know this shit's kind of relaxing. Most of y'all smoking weed on the show and shit, getting all relaxed. But, yeah. A Sturgis woman. What the hell is a Sturgis woman? I don't know. But, woman's blood alcohol content sets a record. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations to all y'all ladies out there completing y'all goals for the 2010, man. That's what I'm talking about. Setting records already. Sturgis woman had a blood alcohol level of 0.708.
Wow.
Possibly a state record when she was found earlier this morning, earlier this month, behind the wheel of a stolen vehicle parked on Interstate 90. Yeah, according to Meade County State's attorney, whoever the hell cares, South Dakota Highway Patrol trooper discovered Marguerite Engel, 45, on December 1st, passed out behind the wheel of a delivery truck reported stolen in Rapid City. Her blood alcohol level was almost 9 times South Dakota's legal limit of 0.08%. God damn. I feel sorry for her liver, boy, because... shit.
Yeah.
You gonna feel that shit in the morning, boy. You gonna have not a headache. You gonna have a fucking world ache. Your whole world just gonna be fucked up, boy. By least 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Alright, well let's go to the motherfucking Australia. Shouts out to Mrs. Tasha Triple X, representing my co-host, you know what I'm saying, representing Perth, Australia. Where the best job in the world winner has been stung by a deadly jellyfish. Damn, that way I don't fucking swim in all that shit anyway. Fuck all that shit. Yeah, the British winner of the so-called best job in the world has been stung by a potentially deadly jellyfish. Ben Southall said he had experienced a crazy 24 hours after the tiny Irukandji. What the hell is that? Well, I don't know. Irukandji struck off the coast of Queensland in Australia. I was enjoying a post-Christmas jet ski session with some friends at a quiet beach on Hamilton Island. As I climbed off the back of the ski and onto the beach, I felt a small bee-like sting on my forearm, and I was feeling pretty hot and sweaty, had a headache, and felt pretty sick. Too, with pain in my lower back and a tightness in the chest and a really high blood pressure. God damn, all that comes from a motherfucking jellyfish? Damn. See, no motherfuckers done died, though. You know, people have died from getting stung by goddamn jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the motherfuckers, there's nothing to fuck with, boy. That's like stepping on a goddamn horseshoe crab. Anybody ever stepped on a horseshoe crab or know somebody that has? Man, shit.
What's up?
Bree, you know what a horseshoe crab is?
I think so. I'm not sure. Not sure. I heard of it. I don't think I've actually seen one before.
Texas, y'all got horseshoe crabs up there?
Not that I know of. I don't know.
Nothing, you know.
Y'all got motherfucking horseshoes up there? Shit.
We probably do that. I never think.
You know y'all got horseshoes. You know what I'm saying? That's what the horses wear. You know, horses wear shoes.
I know.
Let me beat my homie up in here. Y'all hold on a second. Yeah, horseshoe crab ain't nothing to fuck with, though, man. I know This was when I was a child, though. Motherfucker stepped on that shit. A horseshoe crab is that bitch. It gets big. The motherfuckers get, I don't know, probably, shit, in my hand, I'd say at least about a foot long. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers got a pointer, like a beak or something, that sticks out of, like, their mouth, but it's like a long-ass pointy stick or something. Oh, and them bitches big as hell, and if you step on that shit, what you do is you step on that damn point. Man, that shit'll go straight through your motherfucking foot. I mean, straight through. That's how sharp them shits is. And they lay under the sand, so you be walking, you walk up on them. You know what I'm saying? And they, shit, before it is, you'll see something move, and if you gonna step, you know what I'm saying, right, yeah, you be, man, your foot be fucked up, period. All you gonna see is a bunch of blood in the water, and your ass fucked up. Because you've just been you've just been hit by the crab. Party time, you was in the motherfucking building, man. What's happening on me?
Shit, you know how it is. Business as usual. Popping in and out the show, seeing what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and drop this real quick since he up.
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game Entertainment. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Snell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash hit, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holler at your boy.
Nigga sound all commercial and shit. Hit your boy up.
Hit your boy up.
That's commercial and shit. Nigga going all commercialized and shit. Nigga done sold out, commercialized. So, that's my nigga DJ Party Time. Hold it down, man. You already know. I can't play that because I'll be singing the goddamn song. Walk like a guy, good pussy.
You know, a lot of them ain't heard that. You know what I'm saying?
Texas. You know what that is? You ever walk like you got good pussy?
I've been singing that song anyway.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out who sings that.
You heard that song before?
Uh-uh.
I'm like, damn, that bitch up in Texas? Damn, Jolly Bo. Well, it is now, because damn it, you're hearing it now. This is Jolly Bo featuring the Evening Riders. It's called Walk Like You Got Good Pussy. But I'm gonna play that for you after, you know, I finish this on Nothing New. I'll let you go ahead and get exposed to that. But you still ain't answering my question. Have you ever found yourself walking like you got good pussy?
No.
You ain't got no good pussy then. Okay. Thank you, people. We've just learned that. All righty. Anyway, let's keep moving. Keep
that
moving.
I never have, no.
Huh? You say you do?
I never have found myself walking like...
Put it on the phone.
Nope.
Put the pussy on the phone. Let me see.
That's no lie.
You don't want to catch me when I first started this show on February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was 2008. Boy, look here, we were talking about sucking and fucking SOS, teabagging. I mean, every kind of sexually perverted thing you can think of. We had to get that out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Now I had to get all that bullshit out of the way. You know? That's why y'all don't find me talking about all that crazy shit. I did it. I done talked about. Every single nasty thing, fingers up your ass, and all that. We done been there.
From the grown folks radio.
Yeah, I've been done that.
Oh, man.
We done talk everything and everything. I mean, you know, I had motherfuckers orgasms over the phone, live. These all in the archives, people. Don't let me tell you anything. Go back and look at
the
videos.
You ain't got to tell us nothing. We done been on the block noon, midnight
back
show.
For yourself. So, anyway, people, shout out to my Millgate Walkie homeboys whose pride vacation spot was in where the fuck we at right now, Clarksville, Tennessee, goddamn sea. The fuck ever. Anybody ever been to a small ass Clarksville?
No. I never knew they had a Clarksville.
Yeah,
I don't been
there. Yeah. Nah, I've been there. I was there. It's the border right next to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. You walk.
That's kind of like what? That's kind of like Lakeland, Baltimore.
Yeah, it's like Plant City.
That city bigger than that.
Yeah, that's a roll in and a roll out. You at one stoplight, the next one bitch you in another county, and you in another bill and shit. Now you in whatever the hell, Eatonville or something.
That's like riding through Kissimmee. How you go through a whole county in 3 minutes?
Damn.
3 minutes, wow.
Damn.
Whole county. If you think about it, you go from Polk County, and you got Kissimmee, and then you in Orlando.
Well, that's like Christmas, Florida. Hell, that's a whole city that ain't nothing but two blocks long. Straight up, that bitch two blocks long. You ride into Christmas, Florida, that bitch say, welcome to Christmas, Florida. Two blocks
so
later,
now
leave
to
Christmas, Florida. I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I at? Halloween? Shit, the fuck going on?
That's all without hitting the brakes.
If for no brakes. You better hit the brakes or you're going to miss something. Shit. Slow this bitch down to a pimp strut. Anyway, we in motherfucking Clarksville, Tennessee, y'all, where country ass motherfucking killed a deer with a stick.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was in his goddamn underwear and some sandals. That's some country shit. Damn.
On some drawers and some boots and shit.
Damn, Joel Borden, raised in Savannah, Georgia, population 7,000. Yeah, it's a true country boy, he says. His friends agree. Yeah, after moving to Clarksville a few months ago, he was quickly given the nickname Country. And on Saturday morning, after a wounded deer stumbled into his backyard, he earned the nickname. Yeah, I killed it with a stick, Borden said. Yeah, my friends are making a big deal of it because I didn't have anything on but boxers and a pair of sandals. Borden hit the deer in the head until it lost consciousness, breaking off an antler in the process. To put the animal out of its misery, Borden cut its throat, then called authorities.
Oh, I thought you were going to have...
I thought you, bitch, that ain't country. Shit, I thought you were going to string that motherfucker up, gut that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Make you a goddamn deer coat and have some deer meat for dinner.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yep.
Nah, let that be a nigga. Shit, that just would
have been
a limping ass deal until that bitch died. Shit, fuck, I ain't going out there fucking with that motherfucker. He ain't fucking with me.
No way.
Why am I gonna fuck with him? But
I'd have had a bad day. We don't fuck us up. We'd be limping with his ass.
Hey, yeah, shit, you know what a bunch of kick too? Your mother will kick the shit out your ass. You're like a horse.
Yeah, them
dead.
Yeah, them
dead. Yeah. I guess that's the meaning to put them in the book.
Hey, for real.
That's cool across the field.
Hey, man. That was like the motherfucking dumbass dude that picked the deer up, thought the motherfucking deer was injured, put the motherfucking deer in his car. That bitch woke up, bit the dude on the motherfucking neck, turned around, kicked the dude, kicked the shit out of everything in the car. And then jumped the fuck up out the car and kept riding and ran off.
Yeah, oh, I wish I'd have seen that.
I'm like, God damn. What the hell?
Oh, he thought the deer was dead.
He thought the deer, he hit the deer and thought the bitch was dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he put the bitch in his car. I guess, you know, he was going to take it, you know. Man, shit, that bitch woke up and went fuck wild. Bit his ass on the back of his neck, and then just like, yeah, you know, you're probably stunned and shit. You done hit the deer, you probably stunned him and shit. So, you know, temporarily just shocked him. Yeah, he shocked the shit out your ass when that bitch woke up, though. Shit. Let's go to New York. Anybody know who Governor Patterson is?
Nope.
I don't know. Nigga, you go to New York?
Yeah, I don't know who Patterson is.
I don't know
is.
Who the fuck he is.
Yeah. Well, governor has more cops guarding him than most towns. God damn. They ain't even say other political figures. They say most towns. Damn. That nigga coming through like Gaddafi and shit. You know what I'm saying? 150 motherfucking MC Hammer entourage and shit. You know what I'm saying? Governor Patterson's security detail has been doubled in the last year for what are being called political reasons. And it's now bigger than the entire state police force God damn, patrolling Long Island, troopers have told the Post. The governor wants to have an entourage, three or four cars, wherever he goes because he thinks it makes him look more gubernatorial. Bitch, you just wasting fucking money.
You go.
That's all, yeah, that's wasting money.
It helps him politically. Bitch, please. You got to think, all that gas, oil, transmission fluid, washer fluid. Bitch, please.
Tires.
Everything. I mean, man. Thomas Munger, president of the State Troopers' Police Benevolent Association, said that while Patterson has been cutting the state police because of Albany's worsening budget crisis, yeah, he's been increasing protection for his motherfucking self. You pussy-ass motherfucker, you. Patterson's security force has grown from approximately 100 officers to over 200 since he took office. Man, you got to be fucked up. That'll make a motherfucker want to do something to you if you ask me.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, bitch, who the fuck is you need all this goddamn security? You just a fucking governor, dog. You ain't motherfucking nobody.
We wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The president ain't got that many motherfuckers around him.
Yeah.
Hell to the no. To the max, the president normally has 20, 25 people around him. You know what I'm saying? That's like max. Anytime you ever seen the president, I don't give a damn. He's doing a speech or whatever. You see 20, 25 people, max. Anybody else, bitch, that's too many people. You don't, yeah, hell. That's 200 people. That's too many people that can be influenced to motherfucking off your ass.
Right.
And really,
right.
You will never know because your own people motherfucking
your
do.
Own
that's
people.
How these damn
right.
assassinations
right.
and shit get carried out. That's how motherfucking Malcolm X, Martin Luther
yeah.
King, and half the other people got, because they got so close to them. You feel me? It was too
right.
many. You got so many fucking people. How do you know who is and who ain't? How do you know this
right.
motherfucker just didn't get knocked out? You know what I'm saying? And now this bitch got his mother, you know, got all his uniform taken and shit. Now this dude is fitting in with the mass of 200 motherfucking people.
Mm-hmm.
They get
yeah,
knocked
man.
Off by your own squad.
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes
ain't even like
out.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he think that's a game. Boy, that's some crazy shit, though. But that still is a waste of taxpayers' money. The taxpayers should say something about that shit. I mean, really, it needs to be like, hey, man, the fuck you doing, dog? You need to tighten up. We need jobs and shit. You know, and I ain't talking about security jobs.
You want to be incognito, wear some jeans, a wife beater, and some sneakers, and walk through the streets like it ain't nothing.
Hey, y'all, hold on. I got to blow my nose real quick. Tuck some money yourself.
I don't think we got a sound effect for that yet. I want to, what's going on? What's going on, 512?
Oh, nothing much, man.
Up to no goody.
Same old stuff.
Oh, way out there in the middle of Two-Hourville.
Yeah.
Arr, you're free this Saturday. this is what the pirates say to the, you know, to the women and shit. Arr, you're free this Friday. Yeah. Anyways, let's go to the University of Pennsylvania. Hey, I ain't cutting no conversation, did I? All right. Where antibody finds wipes out prostate cancer. Now, you did see the motherfucking, the Lysol commercial. Anybody seen that Lysol commercial? When the shit talking about it kills the motherfucking H1N1 virus?
Huh?
Anybody
seen
that? Yeah. They claiming that they shit kills the goddamn virus. So why the fuck do everybody still need to take a goddamn flu shot? Why you just don't tell bitches to go out, get you a goddamn 32-ounce goddamn can of Lysol and go to work?
You were going to say and drink that motherfucker.
Spray shit down like it's Fat Breeze. Fuck that. I'm putting a little bit over my burger and shit. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Fuck that. I'm killing the N1, H1, whatever the fuck it is. H2O, whatever the fuck virus. Shit. Hell, that one. But anyways, U.S. researchers have found an antibody that hunts down prostate cancer cells in mice and can destroy the killer disease even in an advanced stage. Study show. Why the hell do they do it on mice, though? I mean, do we have, like, the same, you know, structure or something of a fucking mouse? I just be wondering that, because they always talking about the experiment on rats and mice and shit, but this, look how small the motherfuckers is. What the hell has got to do with our big lethargic ass is walking around? Shit, come the fuck on, man. You take that little chick on work on my big motherfucking ass.
We gotta give you a double dose.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. The antibody called, and where they get all these old fucked up codes from, F77, was found to bond more readily with cancerous prostate tissues and cells than with benign tissues and cells, and to promote the death of cancerous tissue, said the study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, PNAS. When injected in mice, F77 bonded with tissue where prostate cancer was the primary cancer, and in almost all cases, 97%, and in tissue cores where the cancer had been metastasized around 85% of the time. What the hell is that?
What?
Yeah, I'm finna have to do the damn dictionary look up on it, because I don't know what the hell that is.
Probably ain't in there.
Nigga, we online. Right? Hey, we online. I'm pretty sure that shit gonna be in there.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, let's find out, people.
You know, these white people be coming up with words that they don't even exist yet in the dictionary. And next year it'll be in there.
They come up with our words.
No way,
that's all it is.
Yeah.
And then just make their own big worded version of our same bullshit that we just simply got a motherfucking term for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to come and you know, light. They want to call it motherfucking luminescent. Bitch, it's light. No motherfucker. Straight up. All right, check this out. Let's get the Wikipedia. For I feel like I'm goddamn retarded up in this motherfucker. Metastasis. There you go. Or metastatic disease. Yeah. Mets. Sometimes abbreviated as Mets. Is the spread of a disease from one organ or part to another non-adjacent organ or part. It had been previously thought that only malignant tumor cells and infections have the capacity to metastasize. However, this is being reconsidered due to new research. There you go. This is the spread of disease from one organ or part.
I knew metastasize. Okay.
I don't know how to use that in black.
Why
terms,
we gotta come up with words that no one can pronounce that have a meaning for something totally different?
Right, you know,
the medication hospital, and then all of a sudden you look on the bottom of the thing and they come up with some word that don't make no sense.
Metastasize, damn, I'm fucked up my old vocabulary learn on that one, boy. Can't use that. Where you gonna use that at? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
hey, use that in a sentence.
I don't even know. I ain't fucked that. Let's keep moving. Y'all fucking me up. Thank you for the education. But, yeah, that's not something I need to be using. Get the fuck.
Timmy!
Yeah, straight up. I'm trying to read the next damn one. What the hell? Contact the delicious. I don't want to contact no motherfucking delicious. Sorry about that. Anyways, let's go back to New York City, which I don't know why the hell we spend so much time in NY. But, prison guard sleeping on a job. Yeah. Guess where?
Uh-oh.
In front of a fucking inmate.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
The city correction officer took a cell phone photo of his coworker sleeping on duty, leading to disciplinary actions against both of them. Yeah, you stupid motherfucker. You gonna let your goddamn homeboy sit up there and sleep. The photo shows guard Naja Green in uniform leaning back in a chair with her arms folded on her chest, eyes closed and mouth open. Y'all wouldn't have want to fuck with me because you would have found something else on the cell phone pic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I'm bad. Don't fall asleep with your mouth moving around me, girl. Whose dick is this? Oh, don't be just throwing dicks in my mouth. All right. Not bad, because I shouldn't even said that. Shouldn't even said that. But anyway, an inmate is standing. Whoa! An inmate is standing next to her. Yeah, making
wow.
a peace sign. Y'all motherfuckers off the wig whack, man. Y'all bitches probably put it on Twitter, this shit, too. You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah,
put the bitch
on
Facebook. Yeah, I got it on his Facebook and shit. Y'all motherfuckers just, damn, boy. The photo published in, the photo was published in the New York Post on Tuesday. And you know that, they know that just put that bitch under like super flames. And it came to the attention of the Department of Corrections officials last week, said Deputy Commissioner Stephen Morello. Once it was authenticated, Green was transferred from her post at the Rikers Island Infirmary and removed from supervising inmates. The department also did the same to Claudel Baru, the officer who took the damn photo. Stupid ass motherfucker. Dumb ass. Damn.
Both of y'all lose your job.
You know what I'm saying? And that, well, hold on, people. Y'all already know.
Now you want to slap your partner. Don't. And chill, stupid.
I mean, sometimes, you think shit be funny, you know what I'm saying, just because it's the moment, you know what I'm saying, but you got to take a self-reflection. Motherfuckers, these is prisoners. This is not the time to be sitting up here talking about, you know what I'm saying? Hell fuck no. But you stupid motherfuckers get the,
damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Day off.
Yeah, no. Dumbass motherfuckers. What the hell? Wow. But I did tell you, this is nothing news, y'all. So, you know, hey, I ain't lying. These some fucking nutballs, boy. You be talking about your world is bad. Shit. Let me keep reading then. Yeah. Let me fucking keep reading and see how bad your motherfucking world is after these next two motherfucking articles. Yeah. The death penalty, yeah, is for being in a motherfucking gang. Uh-huh. Yeah, all you Crips, Bloods, Sissy Gangs, whatever the fuck y'all want to call y'allself, go to Beijing, China. They ain't even having it. According to Western China, on Tuesday, sentenced two men to death for involvement in gangs and handed jail terms to 19 others, ranging up to life imprisonment.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Their trials, which started in late November, are part of a massive government crackdown in the city of Chongqing on organized crime known as black. Why the hell they do that? Black societies. What the fuck y'all always want to put some black shit in front of y'all motherfucking shit to make it seem like it's bad?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But then y'all want to talk about Black Friday and that's good. But then a blackout is bad. You feel me? You have a blackout, that's bad. I get tired of that shit, man. I'm
black
tired.
Album.
Serious, man. Stop motherfucking linking our goddamn names. You know, even though we really ain't black people, because, bitch, I'm brown the last time I checked. I ain't black at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm motherfucking, what I always used to call myself, what that old Brazilian nut brown?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I'm Brazilian nut brown. You know them damn nuts, the little nuts that look like a nigga balls and shit?
Look like your
balls and shit. Them old they look real wrinkled and shit, and they real hard.
Hmm.
I guess nobody don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's a Brazilian motherfucking walnut. Fuck it, y'all done fucked up the joke. Shit. Let's go to old goddamn P. Cola, where we got the craziest, dirtiest white folks in the world, right here in good old Florida. Yeah. So these stupid motherfuckers is trying to sell their goddamn baby. But guess how much? A quarter sack in a nick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, $30. Fucking $30, people. A couple was charged Friday with trying to sell their two-month-old baby for $30 in a store parking lot.
Get a QP for the baby?
God damn. Nah, you know, I was just equating that to black terms. You know, quarter bag and a nick sack. You know what I'm saying? 30 bag, you know. Damn. Robert E. Ellington.
He's a white couple.
Come on now. You know, black folks, we do some ignorant shit too, but white folks, no. They are at the forefront for ignorance and stupid shit. So, guess where they were at. Yeah, Robert G. Ellingson, 23, approached two people in the PetSmart. Yeah, fuck getting a dog. Get a baby. Who are you? You want a baby pair? Hey, when you get a real fucking two-month-old baby. Yeah. And offered them a beer. Yeah. Approached two people in the PetSmart parking lot and offered them a beer. I would have took the beer. Appreciate it. But when they refused, yeah, he offered to sell his child. Okay. As Cambia County Sheriff's official said, at first they thought it was a joke. Sheriff spokesman Glenn Austin told the Pensacola News Journal, but then the mother yelled to the group that they were trying to sell the baby, and one of them called us. Yeah, well, y'all some white folks be looking real crazy, too, with them damn butt chins. Oh, man, that shit be looking crazy, man. That guy got one of those big-ass Jay Leno chins and shit. Oh, man, god damn, nigga. Your ass on your face or on your back. Like, what the fuck is that? God damn. I can't even put a helmet on and shit, you know what I'm saying? With the face guard on and shit, nigga. Damn. Got a moon chin and shit. You remember the old McDonald's commercial? The motherfucking moon man and shit? That's how this white dude's motherfucking face looked. Damn. She just looked cracked out like the white Whitney Houston or something, like. Damn.
Britney Houston. Whitney Houston.
Shit. Shitting me. She gets it too. Charlie Sheen gonna get it too, goddammit. Everybody gets it on this show here. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't nobody neutral on this motherfucker here. I get it in. Obama, everybody gets it. I don't give a shit. If your ass got something to be talked about, you gonna be talked about on this show here. Guaranteed. But hey, let me beam somebody in. We might want to talk about them. Oh, I mean, talk to them. 3-5 deuce. Now, I already know, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? This is, look, motherfucker, no hands. Crime City is up in this motherfucker.
No hands?
No hands. No. Crime, what the fuck's happening, nigga?
What up, fool?
Yeah, Crime City Records is up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Look, motherfucker, no hands. I'm controlling my starship on the, I don't know how to remix that. My bad. Stop while I'm a motherfucking head. Stop while I'm ahead. Krim, you got to stick by, homie. You know what I'm saying? Let me walk over here real quick, start my music up. Scooby-doo-doo-doo. Scooby-boo-doo. Oh, sorry. I had to walk over here real quick, start my shit. Yeah. And I be the wise one. That's what I'm talking about, man. Shouts out to I be the wise one, man. Representing for Las Vegas, man. That was the host. If y'all ain't see my motherfucking Las Vegas, live in Las Vegas, bitches, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't seen my little YouTube clips, you know, to see how we represented for the independent artists down there, man, y'all need to check this shit out.
Yeah,
you feel me?
I checked that out.
Nicholas down there doing it real big. I'll be the wise one, you know, was the host for the whole event, for the whole weekend. It was his birthday and shit. And, I mean, we came down that bitch and got ignorant. And, I mean, everybody who came down there and participated, you know, for the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know, we set a precedence, and we all had a good-ass fucking time. Middle finger to all you motherfucking haters who talking about
the
bitches is going to come, and then, you know, 2 days into the motherfucking event, you know, because the trip is not beneficial for your motherfucking ass. You talking about saying you don't want to goddamn go. Kiss my motherfucking ass. But anyway, I ain't naming no motherfucking names, but, you know the fuck I'm talking to. So, anyways. Let's go to motherfucking Los Angeles, y'all, where Krim and the motherfuckers going to be at pretty soon. Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? Shots out of Hood Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, taking some boys up there. Long Beach, California. Y'all better get ready, nigga. We bringing this motherfucking southern motherfucking funk. Shutting shit down. But right now, we in Los Angeles, y'all. Los Angeles, California, where two teachers are ordered to return $148,000. God damn.
You gotta give me some of that money.
Who? Shit. Y'all would have damn sure been looking for me. Shit. Right? Nigga, Christmas came late, but bitch, it came. Let me get that. Two former Los Angeles teachers face a court order to return salary overpayments of more than $148,000. Part of increasingly aggressive push by the Los Angeles Unified School District to retrieve $9.4 million from employees who were inadvertently caught up in its malfunctioning payroll system. God damn, I wish I was there just for 1 week. Fuck that, bitch, because I wouldn't be there next week, huh? Shit. The judgments were approved this month in Los Angeles Superior Court against Alberto Castro, who allegedly received an unanticipated windfall of $96,482, and Christina Garcia, who allegedly was overpaid $52,345. God damn. Defendants have either failed or refused to pay these unearned funds, despite multiple demands for bitch, you got me fucked up. That ain't no error on my part.
Yes, they
mistake. Yeah, bitch, that's your error. And the game of life, due to the bank's error, you gain $200 motherfucking dollars. Anybody ever got that card?
I wish.
In playing the game of life, there's a card that says, you know what I'm saying, you collect due to bank's errors, you collect like $200 or some shit like that. You get the pot, some dumb shit like that. Yeah, so if the bank fuck up, bitch, don't come to me talking about some return. Man, shit.
The money that they don't rob people for, them $200 don't mean nothing.
Man. All right, people. Let me walk over here and I'm going to beam somebody else up on this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, this is interesting.
Yeah. 786 is up at the motherfucking building. Don't come over here talking all that sexy Billy D shit either. Yeah. I got damn it. Go on, let it on out, nigga. Go on, let it on out. Coke 45 ass, Billy D ass, nigga. All that old sweet shit. Coming to romance and all the women and shit. Al B, speak it up. Speak it up.
Sound like a woman.
Oh, that's Pastor V sneaking in there?
Go straight to the, whatchamacallit.
Who that? 786 down at the bottom. Who that be?
The 786.
Don't have the whole phone number out there. Matter of fact, don't have me to hang up on your ass and call you back just to find out who the hell it is.
Hello?
Oh, because I was just about to write this number down. Hang up on your ass. And call you back.
You
yeah.
know, this your little sis.
Oh,
this your little
Pastor B. It's Pastor B up in here, y'all. Y'all already know.
Nah,
that's motherfucker. Oh. What's up, Pastor B?
Like,
how you living, baby?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Everything good.
Oh, okay. My bad. I was putting you in the Billy D spot. I thought you was Billy D calling up here to try to talk all sexy and shit, you know. But, I got somebody else who's going to go ahead and take care of that. Yeah. Let me go ahead and bring my dog in real quick. Y'all excuse me. You know, get out of the way, motherfucker. Oh, sorry. I had to push his little tarted ass out of the way. Get your ass out there. Rolling around, pushing buttons and shit. Y'all got to watch out. If y'all upgrade to a starship, man, you know, Goofy Bone left his retarded homeboy on here. And I got this one retarded motherfucker.
Wasting juice all over all the damn keypad.
Hey, man. Oh, what the hell's going on? Hey. 702, I'll be the motherfucking wise one. It's in the building, people.
And you know this motherfucking shit. What's going on?
Hey, man, what happened to goddamn Pastor V? Where's she at?
Yo, I'm just holding it down, man. Nigga trying to keep his health up.
Hey, man, right, I just got over this goddamn H242 virus.
Man, what's cracking? I mean, I miss my family, man. Shit.
What's happening, man? You know, everybody is, you know, shit, trying to maintain, man. A couple of bitches got banned, you know, recently and shit. Not going to name no names. But, yeah, but,
you
know.
Did you get assault?
Who?
You
getting soft?
When you stop naming names?
Nah, you know Goofy Bone, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it out the family. You know what I mean? Shit. No, he was banned. That's why I was like, well, it, you know, really ain't no more. He already back. So, but he ain't back up in full swing because his goddamn computer went down. And that nigga done lost all of his motherfucking work, all the mixtapes, all the albums, all the shit they was working on. If anybody ever is an artist out there and lost all their material, I'm going to tell you motherfuckers to do one smart thing. Go to zshare.net, open up a free account, and back all of your motherfucking shit up.
Everything.
Online. Yeah. Just in case you lose your hard drive, your shit is right there, accessible. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I heard this shit over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
People keep losing their shit. So,
hey, I don't know what the hell is going on, man. But I ain't been on in a long time.
Yeah,
I just checked my switchboard yesterday, and I got one page of music. I had.
Oh, you got hit too, brother. Yeah, you got hit too, brother. Yeah, BTR came through and did a very naughty cleanup on all of our motherfucking switchboards. And, yeah, so F-Bomb Radio only had two songs left on that motherfucker. And this one,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to this 12 o'clock thing, and I guess they're still doing that thing every Wednesday, that little tutorial shit or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. The, well,
whatever
I ain't never said that.
Wednesday.
Long Talk 101.
Somebody got to explain this shit to me.
Man, I can't tell you, bro. But
all
Randy
my
Daniel did the same to me.
Shit that I can't even find no more.
Hey, 813, you in the motherfucking building? I don't know who that be, but you up in here?
813 is in it's Hillsborough County.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, who the 433 down at the bottom just called in? Who that be?
This Tony again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the silent killer right there, Mr. Silent Killer. Yeah, he kill them trees, y'all. Kill them trees, you know what I'm saying?
What that special shit, huh? What that special shit?
Yeah, I'm in Pinellas just killing big screens right now.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's what time it is. Hey, anybody know that Texas Tech coach was suspended?
Yeah.
No, they fired him. They fired him? Yeah, I'm watching it right now. They fired him.
That's the update, but I ain't know. I ain't in Texas. Who the fuck cares? But
just fired him this morning.
Lubbock, Texas. Texas Tech suspended Mike Leach on Monday while the school investigated complaints from receiver Adam James and his family about
family's
how the player was
what you call a ESPN analyst.
They fired him.
Okay.
And guess what?
Let me
say the worst part about it. How you gonna fire somebody the day before he was supposed to get $800,000?
Yep.
Just 80% of $1 million to coach full game.
Called recession. Shit, bitch! I can pay damn 8 coaches for that one salary, motherfucker. Fuck you, though.
$800,000 bonus. For
coaching.
Damn.
They want to pay him.
Anyway.
When you're making that kind of money, you can't be locking nobody up in no motherfucking equipment closet.
Oh.
You locked in.
Okay. So, how the player was treated after a concussion. A person
that
with direct
that ain't
knowledge.
You know
damn it, you
going to
let me read this shit? I don't know what the hell going on. Everybody telling me what the hell going on. I don't know what the hell going on.
But everybody knows that a concussion is just a bump on the fucking head and make you dizzy for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you getting 10 or 20 of them at a time, there really ain't nothing wrong with you. And locking the motherfucker in the storage closet to keep him from coming out on the field, send that motherfucker home.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
What the fuck are you going to lock him up in the closet for? That's crazy.
How in the hell you a grown-ass man and going to let a motherfucker lock you up in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
He really was.
Twice. He was twice was forced to stand. He was twice forced to stand in a small, dark place for hours while the team.
Now,
yeah, you're the crooked dog.
You're going to put a great big motherfucking wide receiver on
in the corner. You going to tell him in the corner? What the hell? You was a pussy then. That dude was a pussy.
You know what I'm saying? How you going to put this motherfucker on timeout?
Man, he's a pussy.
He can stand in the goddamn dark corner.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to get off of goddamn Tiger Woods, people, let's get back on these goddamn white folks. Because, yeah,
man,
everybody was talking about,
you know,
motherfucking Tiger Woods doing this, you know, sleeping here and sleeping there. Well, guess what? In Colorado, Charlie Sheen held wife down and threatened to kill her with a motherfucking knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I'm pretty sure he been fucking everybody, you know, having affairs and all that shit on the side. You know, never made the headlines, though. Why?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen. He's a movie star.
There's a big difference between Charlie Sheen and Tiger Woods.
Man, yeah, monetary. That nigga is a $300 million man. Charlie Sheen ain't.
And shit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference? Exactly. Both of the motherfuckers thought they was white. Shit. Until one just found out he was Michael Jackson in the end.
But you know what? If his name wasn't Tiger Woods, you probably would have never heard about it.
Yeah. You know,
never heard about it.
Abdul Woods or some shit. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you wouldn't. That's just another nigga, you know what I'm saying? Another nigga just did that.
I really
because
I mean, to be honest, all this happens every day, but now you want a target.
Hey, Sheen became enraged when Mueller told him she wanted a divorce and would take their children away. States the report filed by responding officer Rick Magnuson of Aspen Police Department. Mueller talked to a female officer at the scene who relayed her statements to Magnuson. And when Mueller said this, Sheen straddled her on the bed and grabbed the upper part of her throat. She told police, adding that then he put a knife to her throat and said, "You better be in fear. If you tell anybody, I'll kill you." And if anybody's seen Charlie Sheen lately, god damn, this motherfucker looking older than his daddy and shit. Like,
yeah,
kind of rough.
Damn.
Did
you
have a picture?
Damn, he looking like sucked up, like lemons hit his face and shit. Damn.
Why he doing t-shirt commercials?
Hey, that's enough of that shit. Somebody please tell me how a motherfucker falls off the back of a pickup truck and dies.
I can't.
You talking about Mr. Henry?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, this, you know what I'm saying? First, he was chasing, he was mad at the girl. He's on the back of the truck, banging on the hood. Next thing you know, his ass is laying on the ground. She done drove down the street a little bit and then ran back to, you know, didn't even run back to check on the motherfucker.
And she didn't get charged with murder?
She didn't get charged with nothing.
And then she had nerve to come to the funeral and act like she was so remorseful.
Yeah, but
you know, they had to throw domestic violence in there, number one. And that was too Tiger Woods to me. Because both of them was going through the same shit, fucking around with their women.
Hmm. When you get rich like that,
I mean,
you don't need
like
them.
All this sensationalism, it don't make no motherfucking sense.
Yeah,
shout out to
who was that? Eben Storm. Yeah, it's a lot of drama, man. It's a lot of drama with our motherfucking athletes and stars and shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
And but really, all it's doing is washing the old motherfucking wave out and getting the new wave in.
I know.
That's all it's doing. If you notice, all these big stars been losing their houses and all this shit because you bitches is washed up. Get the fuck out of here. We got younger stars that need to motherfucking rent their house out.
Oh, y'all crazy.
Huh? You'll never own shit. You only motherfucking leasing the shit while you a star. Bitch, your star is burnt the fuck out. Get the hell out of here.
Shit, if you was a star, you bought that motherfucker if you was smart.
Hey, last but not least, y'all, we in Orlando, Florida, O-Town.
Florida.
Well, I don't even see how the hell this happened. Thief steals $40,000 in cheesecakes.
In what?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Cheesecake.
Bitch, what you drove off with a tractor trailer full of cheesecake? Because it ain't no motherfucking
way. That's a hot commodity.
Huh?
That's a hot commodity.
You, what? Cheesecake?
Cheesecake is a hot commodity. Cheesecake is like gold.
Damn sure. Kid, I could go and get a goddamn Sara Lee cheesecake for $8 out the goddamn freezer at Walmart. So what, that only equates, you know, $80,000 or $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, a thief with a sweet tooth made off with more than $40,000 worth of stolen cheesecake.
Wow.
And a that explains it. And a refrigerated truck. What? The day after motherfucking Christmas. Orlando police said the truck's owner, said the truck's owner had parked the semi-tractor trailer at wherever the hell drive at about 3 p.m. The victim said he turned off the ignition, left the refrigerated trailer running, and walked away from the vehicle. When he returned, the semi and the motherfucking trailer was gone.
So you know he had a
$40,000 worth of goddamn cheesecake. Wow.
And the cheesecake melted. What the fuck was that all about?
Hope you had that good.
Damn. All right, y'all. Well, I ain't got enough time to tell you motherfuckers to say your goodbyes and shit. So the world's finna end, goddammit. That means 1 minute. And, at least this world is. So, 1 minute, people, I'd like to thank everybody for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying yourself on this show. Hope you did. If you didn't, fuck you. Don't come back. And, that's pretty much blood raw. You don't like my soul, nigga. Fuck you. Stay away from my shit. Get the fuck out. But nah, much love to all y'all, man. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Blessings be to everybody up out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. Make sure y'all check me out in the hood, 34th and Chelsea Street. It's going down. And big up IB, Crime City coming through this motherfucker, my nigga Crim. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood, DJ Party Time. Miss Pastor V, well, her motherfucking ass gonna make me repent and shit. You know what I'm saying? Pastor V was shit. Gonna make me ordain myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And of course, you know what I'm saying? That was Bree, right? Party Time from Texas. Her name Bree.
Bree.
What her name is?
Who?
I call it Texas, goddamn it. Texas.
Oh, Trees.
Trees, yeah. I don't know. I'll call her Bree and shit. I don't know. Breeze and some goddamn. Your name, girl. You know your name. Shouts out to Texas and all the motherfucking Texas people out there. Las Vegas, Florida, Dade City, Tampa, Hillsboro.
Miami.
All the motherfucking people out there. Definitely Miami. Yeah, Miami.
MIA.
Yeah. So, the last song of the day is Big Cheese. Yeah.
He can bring her juicy ass out here.
Peace out, y'all. Much love.
I need some
more.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Keep that chicken, I want that poke. A butter knife and a fork. Ain't got orange juice, oh no. Here's $5, go to the stove. Say my prayers, I'm ready to go. Can't eat too fast, don't want to choke. AST brisk bacon and some toast. With Tropicana orange juice, ain't no joke. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate. Love pig meat, chitlins, almost pig feet. Favorite sandwich, bacon, egg, cheese. Tastes so good, can't feel.
kill my knees. Thanksgiving evening, roast that ham. Spray that pan with some Pam. Got those spices, look like spam. Took one taste, I was like, goddamn. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. That kind of bacon straight from Georgia. Ship that bacon straight to Florida. Belly so big I can't do yoga. Got two sandwiches with some soda. Bacon kills, you're mistaken. What type of drugs are you taking? Don't keep it from me cause I be yelling out, I want bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
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 Give me that bacon.